Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
Does your brand or business want to reach thousands of mums in Australia or around the world? Well, the best way to let them know about what you have to offer is to jump into their ears right here with us on the podcast. That's right. We are an independent mum-run podcast. And if you think your brand would enrich the lives of our DLs,
or you just want your business shouted from the rooftop,
slide on into our inbox and let's talk about how you can partner with us to get your brand out there.
Yes, come and join the potty fam.
Email partnerships@wedonthavetimeforthis.com to talk turkey.
Hey besties,
do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much. You guys,
hey Wes.
Hi Jim.
My name's Jim.
Hey, do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
Toddler sick.
What kind of time do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline. Ring, ring. It's Friday.
It's Friday night.
Here we go.
And I'm feeling right.
It's Friday. It's another week. Over. You've done it. You made it. You got to the end. It's a British rap song.
Don't trip up. Don't trip up. Keep going.
It's a British rap song about the things we do in life, ain't it? Yeah. In it. What?
Ha ha. Ha ha. Dark Child. Remember that?
Dark Child?
Yeah.
What?
It's a record label. Dark Child.
Oh, right. It's the old school. Ooh! You know that thing that's happening at the moment? Hey, hey! There's these weird, like, ow! Things going on.
I always like the
ha-ha,
ha-ha. Ha-ha, ha-ha. Yo, yo, yo. Okay, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Rain it
what
in.
Are we doing?
This is a real hard Friday energy right here.
It is 40 and a potty.
Okay, let's just get straight into our dilemma.
Yeah, let's see who called the bat phone. I mean, the bestie hotline.
Hi guys, I have a serious dilemma. My partner and I went to a wedding over the weekend and left my one-year-old with his parents, my in-laws, which we obviously feel very privileged that we have that option available to us. We got home to pick her up the next day and my mother-in-law has chopped her hair with a pair of kitchen scissors.
Oh.
It was her first haircut. She did not ask for permission. And needless to say, I was very shocked and livid, actually. I'm struggling to move forward with it. It's not the first time she's crossed boundaries. And I just really don't know how to move forward from here. So I'm hoping you guys can help. Thanks. Bye.
I'm triggered.
Hang on. There's more.
I just want to add, too, actually, that not only did she decide to give her her first haircut, it's the most bodged up home job that you've ever seen. I'll send a picture through. Thanks.
I am so triggered.
It's so much worse that it's her mother-in-law as well.
Yep.
Like, if it was her mum, you could be like, Mum, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
But your mother-in-law, you'd be like, what's happened here? And you kind of need to keep a lid on it.
I'm sweating revs.
Yeah, I can see that.
This really resonates with me.
Talk it up. Who cut your kids' hair?
Well, no one. But hear me out. Mm-hmm. Not that this episode is about me and my children, but I'm going to make it about me and my children for a second.
Of course, go for it.
So my kids have never had a haircut.
No.
I'm talking virgin from birth hair.
Yep, we've still got tendrils from the birthdays.
Just still hanging about.
Yep.
And I am weirdly very attached.
I get it. It's a thing.
Hair. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Now, my parents, and I feel like I can kind of
shame them publicly on a podcast.
Yeah, I do a little bit because anything that I'm going to say right now, I've said to their faces.
Great.
So there's a little bit of tension.
Sing it, sister.
Around the kids' hair.
Let it out.
Every time my parents come over, they tell me Iggy needs a haircut. Not Rafa.
Mm-hmm.
Iggy.
Yeah.
So triggered already. Why? Just because he's a boy,
mm-hmm.
why does he need a haircut?
Mm-hmm.
Look, my mum, I will say, because I know my mum will make me do a retraction. She has mentioned that Rafa needs a trim. And I've just hard ignored her.
So it's not just one child she has a problem with, it's both.
It's both. But Iggy's hair seems to be a topic of discussion every single time either one of my parents come over.
Okay.
Just recently, my mum popped around and it was like I was bracing for the comment.
Okay.
And she did that thing where she tries to send me a message. Mum, I love you. Okay. You can't deny that this has happened and you know where I stand on this. But she will try and tell me through my children
that
they need a haircut. So mum will be like, oh, Iggy, when are you going to get that hair of yours cut? While I'm like in the kitchen making a cup of tea.
Classic boomer mum move.
Yes. And do you know what I said the last time she said that? Was I went, oh, did you just bring up the hair thing again? Oh my God, that's new. I haven't heard you pull out that one before.
Okay.
It's funny, I haven't heard that in the last 10 months.
So we're getting indignant now.
Look, I'm triggered. Okay. Iggy has the most beautiful, it's like gold spun by angels hair.
Okay, mum. Okay.
I know, I'm one of those mums. But I've
gold spun by angel. He has gossamer fairy wings for hair.
Do you know what? I can't claim that. A friend of mine said that. She was like, oh my God, his hair is like spun by angels. Anyway, I liked it, so I'm rolling with it. But he's beautiful.
He is beautiful.
And I love his man bun and his little top knot.
Very on trend and very your suburb to have long gossamer locks blowing in the wind in a little top knot.
Look. The thing that annoys me, as you said, very my suburb, yet he gets called a girl every
He's very
other
femme.
Day.
He's very femme.
Okay, I'm fine with that. It's I don't fine. Have a problem with it. Yeah. But I will say, the other day I took the kids to Macca's and there was a grandmother looking after a two-year-old. I know I'm on a tangent here. Yep. I will get back to our DL, I promise. But I'm on a roll. Went to the Macca's. This two-year-old climbed up this four-story mega climbing play situation that McDonald's has that we all know and love. And he got stuck up there. Mm-hmm. Now, this grandmother, okay, she was a dinosaur. She was on the older range. Could have been a great grandmother.
Okay.
She was like, oh dear, I don't know how I'm going to get Charlie back, you know, blah, blah, blah. And my husband was like, it's cool. I'll go get him. So my husband climbed all the way up, retrieved the boy, rode down the slide with him. And she was like, oh, thank you. I'm so grateful, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, how old is he? And she said, oh, he's two. And I was like, oh, that's impressive. I can't even get my two-year-old to go up the first floor and he's gone up the fourth floor. And she goes, oh yes, but she's a girl. And I was like, oh my God, this whole time she's thought Iggy is a girl. And look, we're not going to get into gender dressing, but I'm going to get into gender dressing, okay? On this particular day, Iggy was wearing chocolate brown pants with a brown jumper with green stripes.
Right.
Holding his blue bunny.
Yep.
There was nothing
even... But he's got long, flowing blonde hair. It's girly. I'm for it. I love it on him. It's beautiful. But you can get why someone's like, that's a girl.
Hard disagree.
Really?
Yes. Why do we assume?
I know, it's silly, but I also get it.
But also, what a sexist comment.
I could put Isla in a dress and sparkly shoes, but if she had a short haircut like a traditional masculine haircut, people would assume she was a boy in a dress.
Disagree.
Not a girl with a short haircut.
Disagree. Disagree.
Hair is very telling with gender stereotypes.
I know, but can we just talk about the sexist comment
it's
for a
very
second?
Yeah, it's
the fact
sexist.
That she was like, oh, but she's a girl. Therefore, she can't climb four stories. And she literally watched
like, have
Rafa,
you met Rafa? Anyway.
Trying to coax her grandson down.
Sure. I get all this. The point is, your mum wants that haircut and she talks to her kids at you. This DL's mother-in-law
just went ahead and did it.
Fucking over the line.
Yeah.
It's over the line. It is outrageous and it's not okay.
Yeah, that's a real boundary step over that I'm not okay with.
It's also, come on, what other parent, and she's obviously a parent because she's a grandmother, what parent doesn't think maybe the parent wants to be part of the first haircut? Mm. That's full on.
I wonder if they assumed that their granddaughter had already had a haircut.
I think we all know what not ever had a haircut looks like. Insert your children. It's got like real like underground dungeon vibes.
What the fuck?
You know hair that's never been cut. It's like very long and it's tenderly at the ends and like there's a look to it. You know when a kid has not had their first haircut. Isla used to have it herself.
I didn't know this.
Yes,
about
you
my
did.
Kid's hair.
You could look at another kid who's never had a haircut and identify and be like, they've never had a haircut.
I disagree. I don't know. I just. Oh, I'm so upset for this DL.
I'm so upset
If
for
my
her.
In-laws did that, if my parents did that, I would absolutely flip my lid.
But if it was your parents, you could lose your haystack. You could blow your top with them. But if it goes to your in-laws, you kind of have to weirdly, like, it's it got another layer.
You have
another
to contain
layer.
It. You have to contain layer. It. With my parents, I would be overtly passac.
Yeah, but no, I would be furious.
Yes.
Absolutely furious.
Now, DL's, troubled DL, has actually sent us through a photo.
Yeah, it's really bad, guys.
It's hodgepodge.
It's really fucking bad. It's like a bad Dumb and Dumber fringe.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? The ultimate response would have been to cry.
Ooh,
I mean, you can't go back and change it. And, you know, who can cry on demand? Not me. But it would be fun if you could just cry, because then you could just manipulate the shit out of that situation.
Oh, my God. If I was a mother-in-law and my daughter-in-law cried because I cut their kid's haircut, I would feel fucking terrible.
We need to make a pact right now. Yeah. We are never doing this to our kids' kids.
No.
I mean, I would never.
I would never.
But, you know, I think you can say I would never at one stage of life, and then you get to another stage of life and you might act differently, you know? But let's make a pact right now. We'll never cut our kids' kids' hair.
Yeah, and can we call each other out when we're being shit grandmas?
It's not okay. I have a friend whose mother-in-law gave her newborn formula without discussing it with her when this baby was exclusively breastfed. They had her over to babysit one time for the first time, and she brought formula and gave the baby a bottle.
And I bet you that grandmother thought her grandchild was like, underweight and underfed.
All the judgment. All the judgment.
Fucked.
And like, no shade on formula. All About It gave my son formula. But like, it's the fact that she didn't check in with the like, this baby was 4 weeks old.
Oh my God, I can't.
She just went ahead and gave him a bottle.
Some grandparents really do just take liberties and think that they're better at parenting.
Yes.
There is that breed of grandma who's like, they don't know what they're doing.
I am certain we will also think we know better, but it's what you do with that thought.
Yes. Park it. Is what you do.
Are inside thoughts.
Yes.
You keep them in your body and you breathe through it and you don't say them out loud.
I bet my mum has so many thoughts that she breathes through. In fact, I can feel it.
Hunji-pee.
But the hair thing, she, for whatever reason, is very open about that.
I wonder if she's embarrassed.
Mum, I'm triggered. Are you embarrassed by your grandchildren's hair?
I wonder, because it is like, you know, boomers get very embarrassed by wacky names.
Yes, 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 yes. I met a girl at a baby shower. And this is when I was pregnant with Rafa. So everything to do with parenting was novel to me. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, I've got a little boy. His name's Fox. And I was like, sick name. And straight away she was like, thank you. That really means a lot. And I was like, oh, what, have people told you straight out that they don't like his name? And she's like, yeah, my in-laws. My in-laws hate his name so much, they call him Fred. And I was like, sorry, come again. That blew my mind.
Yeah, and they just call him Fred to all their friends.
Yeah, they introduce their grandson to their friends as Frederick.
Yeah.
Or Fred for short.
Frederick?
It's like a different name.
It's a completely different name.
Yeah, they can't accept Fox.
Yeah, I love Fox. I wanted to, as you remember, I wanted to call Teddy Theodore Fox. Couldn't get over the line.
The thing is like, not everyone's name is going to be your cup of tea. No. Like, I've met kids who I'm like, oh, that's unusual. But instead of passing judgment on it, I will say, sick name. Because it's different. Like, I'm like, that's different. I'm vibing that, you know?
And, like, a name becomes just a thing. Like, it just becomes normal very, very quickly. Anyway, whatever. Boomers, stop. Back away from the grandchildren. It's so funny, isn't it? Because we're like, please help us. Be more involved. And then we're like, get the fuck out of my parenting. Get the fuck out with your opinions.
Yeah, we want our cake and we want to eat it too. We want the childcare, but none of the opinions. Okay?
What can this DL do?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
I think it would be a text message. I think a well-crafted text message of like, I just have to let you know I'm really upset about the haircut.
Ooh, is it worth the battle?
In the future, yes. Because she's upset. She said, there's been boundaries jumped over before.
Yeah.
I think you need to put your foot down here or this is going to keep going.
I can't let this go. I would be so devastated if my in-laws cut my kid's hair. Like, if I came home and Iggy suddenly had a short haircut, I would be fucking, I would be, I don't know what I would do, actually.
You'd cry.
I'd try that tactic.
Yeah.
I would. But it's, I'm upset for this mum. Because that's it. That moment, that first, which I am yet to have.
Yeah.
And for me, it's going to be weirdly emotional. Yeah, because
it is.
Because Rafa's four now. Yeah. And has never had a haircut.
Yeah.
That it's a big fucking deal.
When do you think you'll do it?
I don't know.
Yeah, when she starts looking a little dungeony.
Apparently, according to her godmother, she already does.
No, she doesn't look dungeony, but the hair, it's got a quality to it, the hair that's never been cut. No?
Keep digging yourself in that hole, babe.
No, but there'll be a point where her hair reaches the back of her knees where you'll be like, gotta get that cut. Looks a little weird.
My mum said, because Raph's got quite wispy fine hair, she's got fine hair, but a lot of it.
Yep.
And it tangles like nothing else. Yep. It is a nightmare to deal with. And at some point I'll get over having to deal with it. But Mum said, you know, if you just give her a little trim, it'll thicken out her hair. I was like, that's got to be an old wives' tale.
Well, it looks, it gives the illusion of being thicker.
I'm fine with her wispy
hair. Her hair
ends.
Is beautiful, but when it passes her bottom, dungeon vibes.
It's already passed her bottom.
Dungeon
when
vibes.
When it's wet, it's like lost in her crack.
We've all been to school with that girl who's never had a haircut and she's 14 now.
Oh, dear.
I think a text message is warranted.
And I don't think it's worth it.
I do, because you need to put this boundary down and you need to make her feel bad and you need to come from your POV. Don't put any judgment on, but just communicate your feelings. I need you to know I felt XYZ when you butchered my child's hair.
Nah.
I really wanted the first haircut. It was a special milestone for me and I feel I have been robbed of that special moment. Come on, you got to do it.
Ooh.
But you might have to give up the weekend babysitting when you're going to the next wedding.
Yeah. See, what I would do is I would take the lesson that I need to preempt boundaries that will be crossed and lay the law down before it happens.
What? So next time you drop your kids off, it's a passag. Please no haircuts as you're leaving the front door.
I'm trying to think of other firsts that grandparents might hijack claim as their own.
First beer. Give your kid the first beer.
So, you know, I don't know. Like, what if it's like their first tooth?
Well, what are you going to do about that? Oh, they pull it out.
Maybe not pull it out, but what if they were like, oh, they lost their tooth, so the tooth fairy came.
Yeah.
But not at night, just in the day. They got money. You know what I mean? It's a bit like that. I remember my mum took Rafa to a show spontaneously and sent me a video. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, send me heaps of videos. But inside I was a little bit like, oh, I'm missing out.
Yeah. Yeah. Haircut's just so, and it's going to be there for a few months.
Yeah, look.
Like, you can't escape it.
It's such a visual reminder.
Every day.
It's not like a baby who's been formula fed. You can't see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, my kid was fed formula, but the next morning you can't let it go, I suppose. But that haircut, yeah, it's hodgepodge.
It's hanging around.
It's a patchwork job.
Very Jim Carrey 90s vibes. Oof.
And she's a little girl. Yeah. What were they thinking?
I don't know.
Like, taking your grandchild.
She sounds like a nightmare.
To the hairdresser is one thing, but then getting the kitchen scissors and hacking at it, I can't.
I can't either. Sounds like she's a nightmare. Sounds Ooh. Like this deal is absolutely done.
I had a thought.
What?
Maybe. Okay, this is left of field.
Sure, hit me.
What if the kid hacked their own hair?
Oh, and they were trying to cover it up?
Yeah.
You'd tell them that. Surely you'd communicate that.
Hey, maybe they were going to wear the blame.
I don't know. I think this is a free pass to this psycho mother-in-law. That we've just got to say is, like, not cool.
Yeah.
She's clearly gone in. She says it wasn't the first time a boundary's been crossed, so you got to put your foot down, DL. Put
you know,
it down.
DL, often we like to think we can help. With a
nervous laugh.
Such a nervous laugh. But can I just say, DL, you've helped me today.
Oh, wow.
No, she has.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Kumbaya.
How has she helped you?
Well, she's reminded me that perhaps I need to state clear as day to both sets of parents, just letting you know that first haircuts are a big deal to me. And
ever.
Yeah.
I come home to a clean cut Iggy.
Yeah. Please don't jump the gun.
Yeah.
Please don't take on the responsibility of hair.
I don't think they would they?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to say it.
Yeah, maybe you do. Mm-hmm. Don't assume anything.
That's what I've learned.
When it comes to those boomers.
Yeah.
When you see a boomer, don't assume her.
That needs to be on a t-shirt. All right, DLs. Well, that wraps up another week of Bestie Hotlines.
We love you.
We adore you.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Yes, have a cracking weekend. I think the weather's going to be good in Sydney.
Oh, yes.
Finally.
What a coup.
Summer we never got.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay, if you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO Beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay, they didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it, called it.
I mean, I love the Sunkissed Bronze look, obviously. Especially as we're going into the cooler months, Rebsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favorite tubular mascara, actually.
So DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.